Blog Talk Radio.
This is Francesca Durham of francescadurham.com, and our listeners are in for a treat today because we're going to be speaking with Gail Friedlander, founder and president of Images That Suit. Gail has been in business for an impressive 30-plus years, opening her doors in 1984, and today's 30-minute segment will help you find that wow factor for your fall wardrobe. Good morning, Gail, and welcome.
Good morning.
Happy to have you join me today. I'm really excited. Gail, today you're going to be speaking to us about the unique and exciting lineup of fall trends and patterns and prints and all that detail and color, boots, shoes, and so much more, all to suit you, me, us. But what you wear speaks volumes about what you want others to know about you. So why ITS, Images That Suit, people might ask? It's common to hear someone say, as you would know, Gail, I haven't got anything to wear. And if this describes you or any of our listeners, then you really need to survey your wardrobe and make a plan. And this is where Gail will help us get started with some great ideas today for fall. And if we do pique your interest today, I encourage you to reach out and connect with Gail and her team at Images That Suit. She has two convenient locations for you to choose. There's a Mississauga Road location in Mississauga, and there's also another location on Front Street East, which is in Toronto. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. But, okay. Let's learn how we can go from business to business casual to casual Fridays in three easy steps. Are you ready to get started, Gail?
I am ready to get started. I think that people look in their wardrobes and they say three things. They say, I have nothing to wear, I need an update, I have no time, and I can't find the quality that I'm looking for or the genre I'm looking for in the mall. So those are the three reasons someone might come to Images That Suit. Then you know that your business is either business, business, casual, casual Friday. Those three different genres of dress are very specific in the marketplace today. Okay. And then before you go out shopping, you have to sit down and do a needs analysis. And that's really what our specialty is. Because before you go shopping, before you decide what trends for you, you have to know who you are, what your style is, and what you want your fashion to be.
Interesting.
So, yes, that's the very first step. That's why we give the complimentary wardrobe consultation, because it's a chance for us to get to know you and focus you in the right direction.
Oh, fantastic. And that's so important. I mean, the needs analysis and the who you are, that alone, that's big stuff. There's a lot of information that needs to be discovered. So
yes,
tell us more about how that all comes together. I guess I'd really like our listeners to understand what it is that you do to make the seasons come together so effortlessly with the beautiful style options that you have with your clients in mind, for newcomers, for people that are returning clients. Tell us more about how this all happens.
Well, being the buyer for the company, I scour the market. I'm familiar with the trends from London and Paris and Italy. And then I go see manufacturers and reinterpret it into garments that are very street wearable, because sometimes the runway isn't, you can't really translate that into streetwear. Then we listen to our clients as well and what they're wanting. And once you put that all together, you've got a collection. It's important as well to understand the trends that you can interpret into your collection, because people do want something new, different, and exciting. And fortunately, the fashion industry always does have that. I've not had a season where I felt, oh, there's nothing new or exciting. So once I do that, then I'm able to put together a collection of business, casual, and weekend wear and teach people how to make that all work within their wardrobe without investing a ton of money, because most clients want to be able to move their pieces across their wardrobe.
Okay, moving their pieces.
So, for example, if you buy
wardrobe.
A great blazer, and you want to know it'll go with a great pair of jeans as well as dress pants and perhaps over a dress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one example.
Perfect. That's a perfect example. I mean, we're talking about pieces that we can, you say, move across the wardrobe, but I'm looking at the more separates that we can wear with just about anything that we have. We're talking wearable clothes, workable wearable clothes, and I love it. When I saw you just a few weeks ago as well, you mentioned that fall is definitely a season of choice and innovation. And so what do we have to look forward to this fall? This is the most exciting part here. It's like, what is important that we need to know? What is ITS, images that suit? What are you showing and sharing with your clients? Because I know you have a warehouse full of goodies.
Yes, and it will depend on the individual, which is why we do the consultation. But I can just go through quickly the 10 top trends. So we're going to have a show of plaid this season with a choice. But the plaids are very soft and subtle, barely there checks. They're very clean and crisp and bold. And even if it's a pinstripe, which has been reinterpreted into a wider stripe, it's very pale. And as I said before, barely there. There's a lot of tribal influence in the prints and floral influence, especially in the tops, and a lot of tie-dye looks. You were going to see bows and relaxed ribbon neckties on blouses, and the blouse was the conversation of the runway, the flipped-over scarves, the tiny little neckties that are tied either in a bow or in a knot or left relaxed. And they team wonderfully with all three different genres of dress. As far as details, you're going to see grommets and fringe, and you're going to see sleeveless jackets, and you're going to see ponchos and zippers and cabling and lots of texture. Black is back in a big way, and it's always known for its glamour, so a lot of people are glad to see it back. And also, black, aside from being elegant, also can have a punk or a funky sense to it. Fall colors, black, navy, gray, and earth tones are always seen for the fall. The new colors would be green, dusty pink, a very exuberant pop of berry tones. And then there's a new spicy shade that's almost like a Grand Marnier or a turmeric. So those are all colors that are easy to put back with your staples or your anchors of black, navy, or gray. Matchy-matchy, they're saying, is new again because we've been wearing separates a lot, and designers are trying to get us back into tops and bottoms that are the same color. And, of course, faux suede, faux leather, and faux fur trims are big for the season. Because casual dressing, even bankers on Friday are now wearing jeans to work, dressing in business casual on a Friday is very important. So a sophisticated, chic element with great knits, vests, blazers to dress up those jeans or those ponte pull-on pants or casual skirts. And then you've got your shoes and your boots. And really, everything is in style. Kilty detail is what's new, which are those tassels, tie-ups, fringes and tongues and brogue patterns, even some plaid shoes, which are really interesting. You'll see grommets and buckles. And heel heights are from very flat to high stilettos. Toes are pointy or round. So that's what I mean by the choice. You've got lots of choice to be who you are and develop your own style within certain quality and guidelines of what your working image is that's expected of you.
Well, let's talk about quality for a minute. I don't actually want to just glaze over that at all, because what I remember about coming to visit and look through some of the clothing lines that you have was the quality. I was really quite taken with the feel and the softness and the wonderful quality of the clothes that you have. Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, this is just not off the rack kind of stuff we would find at our everyday, you know, maybe places where we might shop, like, I don't know, Winners or something like that. This quality had such a nice feel, such a nice look to it. And it was really nice to see. It was really nice to see. And that, I think, also helped make us feel special and to know that what we are buying is good quality and something that's going to last us.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for noticing that. Our price points do range from mall-type prices to better shop prices. We aren't the highest and we aren't the lowest price point store on the street type thing, but it's always nice quality. It's always the best we can do for our clients, and I would say it's moderately priced, and there's a big range of price points as well so that we can cater to most people's budgets. And budget is a question we ask people in the wardrobe consultation, so we are able to meet those needs, whether someone wants to come in and do the wardrobe and be done with it because they're very time-starved, or whether they're starting out and they want to know what the first step can be, the second step, and then the third step. We're open to doing all that for a client. The quality is very important because you want your goods to last. You know, my daughter has come home and, you know, shopping in some junior stores where she launders something once and it falls apart. That won't happen with our goods. You're going to have a 3-year lifespan to a 5-year lifespan.
Wow, a 3 to 5 year lifespan, and it's just wonderful that you can actually make mention of that. I mean, for that reason alone, it's worth the time and effort to come out and see what you have in your showroom. And just getting back to not just the quality of the clothing, but let's talk a little bit more about what happens in that consultation. I think people need to also know that it's not something that they are paying over and above. There is no separate price for this. This is really value-packed what you are able to provide us with in terms of a service. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, if you were going to an image consultant, you'd be charged anywhere from $95 to $175 for the type of consultation we do. But we feel that it's a necessary part of getting to know you, because without that, we wouldn't understand what type of clothing to show you. We wouldn't understand your likes, your dislikes, your color and style preferences, your budget, your problems that you've had shopping, be they figure problems or height problems or foot problems. Like, we need to know all that so that we can move forward with the right labels for you. So that's why we start at that point. And from there, after we do the needs analysis, we go into the warehouse and we pull pieces that we believe would be right for you. And we try and do that wardrobe capsule or mix and match opportunity. We even invite you to bring in some pieces that you'd like to move forward into the next season. So perhaps you have a jacket, you love it, you don't have a bottom anymore, or vice versa. So we would invite you to bring that to the consultation, and we would look at how we can incorporate that piece or those pieces into what we do.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. And that's, a nice addition to the consultation and the time that you have together with your clients. Oh, that's fabulous. And the whole setup and the rooms that you have to show and share the clothing line, I just also want to mention just how beautiful the setup is and warm and comfortable we're made to feel from the minute we step in the door. But the room's especially set up for you to just feature all the clothing, and we could just sit back in such a relaxed way and enjoy the presentation, because, you know, there's a presentation that comes with it all. And I especially like the fact that with the clothes, you have shoes right there to help people to match them up with new clothing that is being purchased as well. And I think that's a fabulous addition.
Yeah, the whole concept for us when I opened the company was to make people feel, not to feel as though they're going back to work and not to feel as though they're going to a store. So when you come in, you sit in a little living room, and you and I sit, as you know, and we chat about your likes and dislikes in that little living room setting. So it's very relaxing, and it's private behind a closed door. And that gives us an opportunity to get to know you. And there's no rush. And we can play and experiment and get a focus on where you want to go. And then we do put together the whole look with not only the shoes, but with accessories and scarves. Because you can take a blazer from a very formal suit, change the accessory and put a scarf with it and throw your jeans on with it. So a scarf is an important component to both a chic style and also to take your jacket from a business look to a business casual or casual Friday. And a piece of jewelry can do the same thing. It can just update. It can just give you a more fashionable look and make you look pulled together. So we can do you top to toe, just not underwear. That's the only thing we don't do.
And, you know, we should also mention the fact that you have a wonderful collection of jewelry pieces to go with you know, your clothing lines. Tell us a little bit, where are these jewelry pieces coming from? Because they look, they're so unique.
Well, I do try to stay with more boutique type labels, so labels that aren't in major department stores. So they're very artisan, although they're very commercial looking and beautiful. And they come from a variety of different designers. So that
they're
we can give that unique
stunning
look. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same with our shoes. A lot of our shoes are imported, so they come from France or they come from Portugal. They come from Brazil as well as from Canada. And so we can, again, just a diversity in our collection because we carry over 35 different labels, so that's quite diverse.
And have we talked about any of the labels that you are carrying? I don't think we've mentioned any of the labels that you're carrying.
I don't know whether people would recognize them, but some of our most popular suiting labels, because business, casual, casual Friday is what we do, are labels like Iris, which is Canadian, Periphery, which is Canadian again, Markerel, which is European, so Vex, which is again Canadian, and we carry casual wear labels like Tribal and Second Yoga Jeans and Not Your Daughter's Jeans. So I can go on and on. We carry so many, like over 35 labels. And they're a little more obscure and boutique, so you don't see yourself coming, going. And all our clothing has like a twist, something a little bit different, an edginess to it.
And, you can tell right away, as soon as you walk into the warehouse, well, I was lucky enough to have a bit of a tour of that warehouse. Clothes are absolutely stunning, and I was really impressed and happy to know that I was shopping amongst a lot of the Canadian brands, Canadian lines of clothing. That was nice for a change.
Good. Well, we try and be fair to international as well as Canadian.
Yeah. Well, and I know the Iris line stood out for me in particular. There was some beautiful stuff found within the Iris line. But let's talk about suits, because I noticed that there's still suits out there and people still wear suits, but what's happening with the suit and the whole structure of the suit? Because you were offering some wonderful pieces of clothing that you can put together and it has that suit look, but they were separate pieces. And then you talked about as well as sleeveless jackets coming in for the fall too. But things have changed with suits over the years.
Yes, it's not that little man-tailored suit anymore. The, two-button,
really
structured,
is
black, navy suit. There are a lot of options to that. I think it's very individualistic to where you are in your career and to the type of industry you're in, how you might want to dress. But suits are still important, or that suit look, at least a tailored jacket, whether we do it in a suede, a leather, in a knit, or in a wool fabric. Some structure is still important because that's your business look. So the jacket has just become more interesting, and the fabrics are more interesting, and there's a mixing of fabrics so that it's not just a top-to-toe wool gabardine suit anymore.
No, it isn't. Not at all. And you do mention, look forward to seeing the new additions, like the checks and the stripes and the solids and knits and whatnot. But I think it was the pinstripes that I thought were really interesting, because as you say, it's a softer look and the wider.
It was very wide apart, the one I showed you. Yes, it was a navy suit, and it had a very pale gray stripe in the fabric. And most of the fabrics have some stretch to them as well, so they're very comfortable. And some of the jackets don't look knit, but they are, and so you can push up the sleeve. There's just more diversity available, although we do have the very classic suit as well, because there are people who still want to embrace that, just as we have a soft cascading jacket.
Right, right. And then there were also
and dress and jacket combinations. The dress and jacket is very popular.
Yes, it is. And I noticed there were a few of the jackets that were longer in style, longer in length. So the fall tops were also an important component, as you mentioned, for the season. And I actually remember when I came in and I looked on some of the shelves, you did have some beautiful pieces there. Tell us about some of the fall tops that you have this season.
Well, tops are a great way to expand and extend your wardrobe, because a print can do a lot to a stripe or a solid. And I think because casual chic dressing takes a more important position in the workplace, manufacturers have focused on tops, and they have interesting textures and prints and some zipper detail or leather trim. And some of the tops are tweed, some are floral, some are abstracts. And the knit has become very important. So an interesting cardigan, an interesting turtleneck, an interesting soft, flowy printed blouse. It extends the wardrobe. And I know you really liked our fabrics, and I think you like them because there's no wool content in our sweaters. I strive not to have wool, but they feel like cashmere, but they aren't. And I remember you mentioned how soft they felt. And whether somebody wants something flowy or close to the body, we have both.
You do have both. Yep.
Right. Because really there's a lot of versatility and trend on the marketplace that you can embrace. And the trends are very different from one another. So you have the ability to choose something that's trending that's for your body shape and your personality. There's not just
one thing.
And that's what I like about fashion. You've got lots of options. We try and offer as many as we can. So, you know, we want to go from a size 2 to a size 16. Can't go smaller because it's a different set of manufacturers. And actually, I can't go bigger because then I'm in a different market. I'm in the 18 up marketplace. So you have to, we've decided to specialize in a 2 to 16 marketplace. And because you can't, unfortunately, be all things to all people. And so we have great diversity amongst those sizes.
And you do have so much to offer, in, like you say, in that size range. There definitely is something for everybody. And let's go back to talking about the consultations and how people can, you know, get familiar with you to have this experience. What do they have to do? Are they just sort of calling in for an appointment, and do they have to wait a long time? Because I think you're quite flexible in how you do that.
We have the staff to be able to book you within a few days. So we ask you to leave a couple of hours for the consultation so we can sit and have our chat, and then we can show you pieces that would work into your needs. So it's just a matter of booking that time, and then we can get it all done with you in that one session.
Okay, so you are working business hours, like 9 to 5, and are you available on weekends at all for consultations?
Yes, we're available 7 days a week, by appointment. Saturdays and Sundays are very Yes. Saturdays and Sundays are very popular, but we are available 7 days a week by appointment. And if you leave a couple of hours, then that would be perfect. And we can go through the whole consultation, present you the clothes. You have an opportunity to try them on, and then you can purchase them. Mm-hmm. And as I said, you can bring pieces with you to that appointment.
Right.
If there's something you want an opinion on, or if you, there's something you want to bring forward into your next season but don't quite know how to do it.
Wonderful. And I do think it's important for people to know that you are available 7 days a week by appointment, but you make yourself available. And so that's accommodating, and that's service. That's a service that I think is wonderful, especially when it is one-to-one. You create a very unique atmosphere for your clients, and I think it's very special what you do. And I do have one last question for you about a must piece. I must have this piece in my wardrobe this fall. What would you say that is, Gail, for this season? A must piece.
Must have piece. I would say, of course, totally, because I don't really believe in the must-haves, to tell you the truth. But my opinion, if my client asked me what I would like, I would suggest something in faux suede or faux leather.
Oh, really?
Or with faux suede,
okay,
or leather trim. Because it can be business or business casual, it's, the styling of those jackets are unique and different. They aren't horribly expensive. You know, they're moderately priced, and they accessorize so well, and they can move, as I said, from jeans to dress pants, mm-hmm, to a skirt. And they're very interesting, and most people don't have something like that in their wardrobe. So that's probably what one of the must-haves, I would say. And if you're not wearing a dress to work, then I think a dress is a nice accent to your wardrobe, because you can throw a cardigan or a blazer over top of that with an accessory piece and look very chic.
And you do have some beautiful dresses that I did have a chance to see. So I know that I'm definitely going to be stopping in the next little while just to sit down and have a look and try some things on. And Gail, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like our listeners to know about an experience with Images That Suit?
I think it's good for them to know that it's very individualistic, that it's about them. No other store sits down and asks you about yourself and where you are now in your wardrobe, what your experience has been in the past, and how you want to take it forward. And I think it's that, mm-hmm, conversation that helps us to get to know you, and that's why we're successful, because after we sit down and find out that information, we know where to take you with your wardrobe. And it's the other reason why it's hard to sit for me to tell you what the must-have is because everyone's at a different stage in their wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends what you don't have, what you've not tried yet, and what you have,
mm-hmm,
tried.
True.
Because everybody evolves at a different stage in fashion.
Right.
So it's difficult,
right,
to give that. I'm just so based on the individual needs. I can generalize on the top trends, but that's about as far as I want to go.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I should have said, that one must have, that is a trend for fall. But that's okay, because I think you've pretty much covered everything quite beautifully, and I can't thank you enough for your time today, Gail, telling us about Images That Suit and your business and what you do and how you provide such an amazing service to women, that I can only wish you many, many more years of success. You're welcome. And with that being said, really, that's all we have time for today. And perhaps we'll catch you again in the spring, huh?
I would love that. Well, it's been wonderful speaking to you, and I hope your audience enjoys our conversation. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Perfect. Have a great day. And if our guests and listeners would like to know more, they can reach you. Where would you say is the best place to reach you, Gail?
I'll even give you my cell. It's 416-209-4050.
Perfect. And let us know that you heard about Images That Suit on our show today. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Gail. Have a great day.
And thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.